If ever a show deserved to be called a tragic musical, it's Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill. In fact, the work could be deemed a drama with or without music. It's a heavy piece of theater that is a disturbing but beautiful examination of a very sad life. It's also a work you will not forget. This is especially true when the 90-minute show is given such a haunting performance by Gina Simone Pemberton. A portrayal of Billie Holiday at Cajos Music Hall is as touching as it is sad. The overused phrase of inhabiting a character is the only accurate description of her portrayal. When you leave the theater, you truly believed you shared an hour and a half with a ghost. Indeed, the play is ghost-like. It's a fictional recreation of a concert given by Billie Holiday at a seedy Philadelphia nightclub weeks before she died of cirrhosis of the liver. For most of the performance, she stands alone on a runway in the midst of this intimate performance space. Even her accompanist, Jimmy Powers, her best friend and husband, is in the background on stage. Brandon Jones not only offers fine accompaniment on the piano, but he gives a wonderfully understated performance as Jimmy becomes a mostly silent but concerned witness to Holiday's descent to doom. By all reports, at this stage in her life, Holiday was a physical wreck. The toll that drug and alcohol abuse had taken on her body was obvious to all. Especially telling was her voice that earned her over $250,000 a year a decade earlier. It was now ravaged through abuse. However, when Pemberton walks out on stage and takes her position behind a stool on an extended runway, she is beautiful. Dressed in an appropriately gorgeous white gown designed by Ashley Simone Kirshner, we understand she was once an admired, talented, and independent woman of color in an era when that was threatening to almost everyone. It is immediately clear that though it is presented in real time, this is a memory play. Indeed, the work is equally divided between Pemberton's phenomenal interpretation, about a dozen of Holiday songs, and a lot of exposition that reveals the tragedy of her life. The songs usually support the points made through monologues, but it means they rarely change the mood of the play, as they usually accent the tragedy of Holiday's life. But when it works, it becomes revealing and insightful. This is especially true for the racism that Holiday and other Black entertainers endured. Holiday tells of a tour through the South with Artie Shaw's band, during which she had to stay in the kitchen between songs and was even denied the use of a bathroom. When the story finishes, she sings Strange Fruit. The fruit referred to in the song were Black men lynched in the South after the Civil War. The combination reminds the audience of how, almost a century later, racism was thriving. Awareness of truth also occurs with God Save the Child, which she dedicates to her mother, who is called the Duchess. Holiday might tell us how much she admired her mother, but the lyric, God Save the Child that got his own, offers a different perspective on the relationship. Indeed, though Pemberton has a beautiful voice, it is her way with lyrical interpretation that makes her work so special. She consumes a bottle of gin throughout the performance, and even though it's clear she's poisoning her body, she never plays the flamboyant drunk. Pemberton makes clear the stories in the song are the stories of Holiday's life. Director Michael Oporto makes the wise decision to avoid histrionics throughout the show. He encourages an honest telling of an honest story. That choice makes what could be a bleak, exploitive story a revealing biography of a tortured woman. Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill is presented by Playhouse Stage at Cajos Music Hall through March 15th. For tickets and schedule information, call 518-434-0776 or go to PlayhouseStageCompany.com. This is Bob Gefford from the Troy Record.